Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hi, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Samantha. What was that about?
I don't know. I felt like I was singing.
Were you trying to be a tenor?
Oh, almost.
Or is that an alto?
I don't know.
I don't think it's a soprano. Can you do soprano?
I don't know. No, I can't sing high.
You can only do dudes.
I can only do dudes' voices. Low, low, low.
Right. Right?
Lisa?
Good. You caught me off guard there.
I know.
Wow.
I'm trying.
And it's working. It's working, my friend.
Okay, but I got a question.
Okay.
Lisa.
What?
What's new?
Oh, my goodness. All right. Ready for... I feel like we need some intro music to what's new. Like
what's
something,
new,
eh?
Pussycat?
Oh!
Do you need to say pussycat?
Did you need to say pussycat?
Well, we're about to talk about some stuff.
All right. So here's the thing, friends of the podcast. As you know, your girl Lisa, right? She's been sick. She had her heart surgery.
Yep.
Well, in the last 2 weeks, she's developed 3 different infections. She's doing okay. She's getting through them.
I think you were trying to do World Guinness there. I don't know.
I don't know,
like,
right?
For most crap.
I got one on my wrist. I got a bad one in my chest that's from my incisions. And then I got a bladder infection.
Good Lord.
Right? So, you know, so the interesting thing with that, where everything is, Samantha, is that I have decided to become very 1970s liberal. Right? I'm still shaving my armpits, but I may take on the dirty hippie at any time if possible. She maybe has a point. I don't know.
She might.
And guess what? I'm letting the world see everything. I don't even give a shit. Right? I go in to get my chest wound fixed.
Oh, yep.
I got my shirt off, and they're like, oh, hi. I'm like, hi. I'm just sitting there with the waist up naked. Right? Because I know at some point you're going to expose me, and they're like, do you want a gown?
No,
you know what? You want to see from the waist up? Let's just, here they are from the waist up. Everybody in Saskatchewan, Samantha, except for you and the HHG. Right? Because you know what? Something's got to stay private.
Yeah,
right? But you can't cross that line with the friendship,
oh,
right?
I would prefer we didn't.
Well, and you know what? If we do, then I hope I'm unconscious and I don't know about it, okay? Right? Because I don't want to rule it out. It could happen. But here's the thing, right? Everybody has seen my asshole, uh-huh. Right? Because I got my bed sore, right? And how they dress it is because it's right at your tailbone, and your tailbone is actually right at the top of your ass.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody's seen my ass. Everybody's seen my boobs. All my unpleasantries. They have seen all the parts that I don't think, they might be my best functioning parts,
uh-huh.
But I don't think that they've been, I don't think that they're my best presentable parts.
No.
Right? Functioning? Absolutely. Right? Pencil me in. But presentable? Nah, maybe. Nah. You know what? I think other people have better looking parts.
This is true.
So everybody's seen them. And I've just learned to wrap my brain around it now.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, it's disturbing though for you.
Tell me.
Well, you told me water is not your friend.
Water is not my friend.
Like, what is up with that,
like,
dude?
Fuck off, water. That's what I feel. I have some angst with water. Because the problem with water, right, is we take water for granted, right? And we think that water is the best thing.
Yeah.
Right? Because, oh, the best thing since sliced bread. No, best thing since sliced bread, I think, is still sliced bread. But problem with water is that it just has a taste of water.
Yes.
Right?
Until you mix it with stuff.
Yeah, but I've got all the squirts and the Mio's and the Kool-Aid, and I just can't, do water anymore.
No?
Mm-mm.
Not since you got a little infection.
I don't know if it's from the infection or I drank too much water in Ottawa. I don't know.
Maybe the Ottawa water is so good that when you got back to Saskatoon,
nothing
you were like,
compares. Meh. Even though it's in a bottle, I don't know. Like, maybe the co-op bottle's disappointing. Right?
Maybe the co-op bottle is simply going to the tap in Saskatoon and
right?
filling up the bottle.
Like, who knows? Maybe I'm going to be able to expose something here, right?
Maybe.
Anything's possible. So, yeah, no, I know. And I'm disappointed because I think I was the inventor of water.
No, you
yes,
weren't.
Yes, I think
the
I was.
The inventor of what? No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I think that.
No, you were
I
not.
Was drinking bottled water before you were. I think way before you were.
You were. I think there was a lot of people drinking bottled water, but unfortunately that fad is coming to an end because
why?
Apparently the bottles,
oh,
they're
the
not
bottles.
Good for the environment.
Right. Yeah. And the water is not good for Lisa.
No.
That's the problem, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So water, no, kicking it to the curb.
Okay.
I mean, I get you have to have a little bit of it, right? But
it's probably a good idea.
All I hear from my husband is, you know, you need to drink more water. You need to shut your mouth. You need to shut your mouth.
Hey, be nice to him.
I know he's being very, very wonderful to me. But I'm just saying when it comes to water.
I know.
Right? That's all I'm saying. All
right.
Okay, but guess what? I got a new game that I'm playing.
Yeah?
Yeah, Solitaire.
It's not new.
Solitaire
is not new.
Have you played it before?
And on your phone is not new.
Have you played it before?
Yes, of course.
Do you have it on your phone?
Yeah, no, not anymore. I did a long, long time ago.
Why don't you know?
But it's old school. Are you old school all of a sudden?
Well, apparently I'm bringing it back. I'm bringing it back, just like my ball cap, Samantha. I'm bringing it back.
Why are you bringing back Solitaire, Lisa?
Because I love it so much. I think I'm playing a really easy version, and then there's one deck of cards, and it's called the winnable deck.
Uh-huh.
So is that like the one that, and so I always play that one, right? And I think I'm like super, super good at it. I'm always winning.
And that's why it's called the winnable deck.
The only thing I don't like about the solitaire is I don't think that it should be my job to have to move
the cards.
I'm fine with moving the cards, but I don't want to have to move like the twos to the ace, like up above. I don't want to have to do that. I feel that that should be the computer's job, right? Like, I just think...
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm dead serious, right? Because sometimes I'll just quit the game and think, I already know I've won, and I'm not doing that. I'm not wasting 4 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Seriously. I'm not even kidding.
Of course.
Right?
Of course you're that person.
There's a shortcut. I'm finding
it. Yes, I know.
Right? Like, dear solitaire, like, cut that step. Nobody has time for that step. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I want to get back to bed. I just got up to pee. Right?
But I played a quick hand of solitaire.
I played a quick hand, and now I don't got time to put all the cards together.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay. I'm watching Shazam again.
Yeah. I know. It's really good.
With Jamie Foxx, man.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't appreciate him and his daughter last season, but I appreciate them this season.
I like them.
Yeah. I think. How are you doing?
I am not 80s.
No, you're not good.
I'm doing it.
You're not that good.
90s. It's a little bit here, there, and everywhere. Yeah. Current, I'm okay. But the older stuff, like the 70s, I'm hit and miss.
Uh-huh. I don't think you're... I think you're more miss.
I'm not winning the game.
I'm winning the game.
No, you're not.
Yes.
There's no way to prove that.
Well, then you'll have to come over and watch me. I'm really, or maybe I can video it or something.
Yeah, I think I would trust that.
Right?
Maybe.
I'm really, really, really good. Or we can duo or something. Facebook Live it or something. I am like really good.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. No, once it gets to this final Shazam, I'm like millionaire.
The final Shazam song, was it 2 days ago?
That was that guy got it.
That was so hard.
Yeah, that was a hard one. That was a hard one. Yeah, it was a tough one.
Stop it.
Yeah, but... thing is that if you are a music connoisseur,
oh, like you,
like myself,
I think you get 80s songs, and I think after that you're done.
No, I'm way better than just 80s.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Samantha, I'm 80s, I'm 90s. Sometimes I'm not as good with my current. I've gotten way better with hip hop now that I hang out with HHG. Right? Like, let's get it started, huh? I know that one really well. And the Black Eyed Peas, right? So I'm really good with I'm really good with the hip hop.
I'm really good with the hip-hop.
Yeah, right? Because HHG is very hip-hop-ish,
yes,
right?
She is.
So she's been I think she's been helping us a lot there. I just think that, bring it. Show me the money, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, but you know what I heard about Jamie Foxx?
What?
He broke up.
I know.
With, what's her face?
Tom Cruise's ex-wife.
Oh, my God. Why can't I remember her name
I don't remember her name now either.
Huh.
I don't think she really had a name.
She's not important. But apparently they broke up in June.
And they were together for 5 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah, huh?
Good for them.
Yeah.
Good. No, Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes. Not good for them. They broke up.
Yeah.
Bad for them.
It probably was a better relationship than Tom Cruise.
Maybe it was because she wasn't being able to keep up with her hip-hop.
Probably not.
Right?
She may not be hip enough.
Well, I think that she's very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he can be a little rambunctious.
I think he is. And apparently, he was seen out with a young artiste.
Oh, you know what? You know my theory, right? If you're going to screw around, that's fine. Screw around, but at least finish what you're doing first, right? end it. It's the same thing with marriages, right?
Yeah.
If you're not happy, end it and then screw around. Don't screw around while you're married.
No.
Don't screw around while you're involved. I hate that shit.
That is just nasty.
Yeah, right? Come on. Like, at least have enough respect not to do that.
Exactly.
Right? Do you think the friends of the podcast know that it's raining?
No. They probably can hear it. Sorry.
We feel very tinny.
It is very tinny right
your
now.
Your car is very tinny.
It's very, it's a car.
But has it always been tinny?
Yes.
Really? Betty's always felt tinny?
Yes. Huh. Yeah, she has.
What happens if we get hit by lightning? Do you know what to do?
No, we'll be fine.
No, but do you know what to do?
No.
You don't know what to do? You stay in the car.
Yes, I know.
That's what you do. I learned that while I was away. You stay in the car. And somebody will come help you.
Okay.
Because you don't know if the ground is live or there's or any of that sort of stuff.
Okay.
So you just stay in the car. Sorry, we got a little off topic there.
No, that's fine.
I'm just teaching the world a lesson.
Yes.
Right?
Speaking of lessons, how about Saved by the Bell?
Oh, my God. What do you think about that? 30 years, hey?
Yeah, I could care less, hey?
Well.
Like, seriously, who cares?
But, like, Zach.
Isn't that the show with Screech?
Yeah, but Zach Morris, remember him? Wow.
The blonde-haired kid?
Yeah.
Isn't that where Mario Lopez came from, too? Maybe Mario Lopez, but not that Zach guy.
Really?
No.
A couple hotties came out of that show, Samantha.
No.
But the thing is that we were too old for that show. Right? Because that show would have been 90s.
True.
Right? Not 80s.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's not 30 years. Is that 30 years?
Well, what are we in? We're like at
2019. Oh, maybe.
Yeah. Right? You just showed your age.
I did.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're old.
Mm, so are they.
Yeah. So, but did you ever watch it on Saturday mornings?
No.
I kind of did if it was, like, nothing else on, but I never got into it.
No.
And there was, remember, Tiffany Amber Thiessen?
Who's still alive.
And then she went on to Beverly Hills fame.
Oh, that's right.
But didn't get asked back for the reboot.
Hmm.
Are you watching? Did I see on Facebook someplace that you're watching? Yes, I did.
I watched this. I'm recording it.
I'm recording it.
There's only 8 episodes.
Yeah, I'm recording it, but I haven't watched any more.
They can only slightly annoy me for 6 more episodes.
So have you watched the second one yet?
Yeah, I watched it.
Did you like it?
Stupid.
Still stupid.
Still stupid.
Hmm. See, I haven't recorded. I haven't watched it.
Yeah, it's a train wreck.
And you're gonna follow through with the wreck?
Well, yeah, because sometimes I like a good train wreck. So.
That's just how the world is, right?
Well, because, you know, that's how I felt about The Bachelor, Bachelorette, and The Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, my God.
But now it's just so repetitious. It's not new. There's nothing exciting happening around any of that.
No.
And I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to see grown men cry. Because I think you're crying because we're watching you and you feel a little vulnerable because it's very public.
Right.
I think that if this was real life, you'd be swearing and hitting something.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
You'd be punching the wall.
I think it's staged.
Yeah.
And I don't. So at least when I'm watching Beverly Hills 90210, I know.
You know.
It's directed. It's fake.
Yeah. At least fair enough, right? At least they're not trying to pretend that they're not.
They still don't act very well.
They never did.
No.
Right? It's just that we were young and we liked them.
Yeah.
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 And now the one that we really liked, unfortunately, he did.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So.
I did like Luke Perry.
And I like David, though.
Yeah, he's okay.
Yeah.
And you know what? People are going to be like, really? I don't mind Jason Priestley.
Oh, I don't like him.
Because he's got another show.
Like, put a scarf. Take the scarf off, Jason.
But there's another show that he's on. It's called Private Eye.
Yeah, it comes on before his show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't mind that show. Mm-hmm. I don't hate it.
But you love Canadian TV.
Well, you know what? I am a bit of a CBC geek.
Yeah, you are.
So.
Yeah. I hate it. Okay, but speaking of Canadian TV, this just in, Sesame Street does too improve students' performances in the first 7 years of their life.
I'm not surprised.
No, because it's an awesome show. Right? I wish I knew when Sesame Street was on now.
Yeah.
Right,
would you watch it?
Yeah. I would. I love Ernie and Bert so much, right?
That is so funny.
Yeah, like I love Ernie and Bert, and I love Grover. Like I love all of those guys.
And the Snuffleupagus.
Yeah, and Big Bird.
Big Bird.
Yeah. Like I do. I would watch it now for sure. You know?
No.
No, you feel you've mastered your letters and your counting.
Yeah, I feel like I'm good.
I feel a refresher is always okay, Samantha.
A refresher.
I feel a refresher is okay.
Okay.
Right? So that's what I'd be doing. I'd just be refreshing.
All right.
Yeah.
I don't think so, but okay.
Just to make sure that I remembered that, you know, 3 came after 2. Just like Ernie said it did.
And C comes before D.
The whole bit, right? I think I would just be getting a refresher. Okay. Here's something that keeps popping up around my around my Facebook page, around our Facebook page. I don't want to say that it's coming from your boyfriend because it maybe didn't this time, but it maybe did, but it maybe didn't. So I don't want to say. Okay? But he maybe did put a comment. Oscar Mayer hot dog ice cream.
Oh.
That never needs to show up. I'm never, as much as I love a hot dog, I'm never eating it in an ice cream.
No.
Like, if I go to an ice cream parlor and see it, I'm never, right?
Ice cream should never be a hot dog.
No, like, a food should not be a hot dog. It should not be an ice cream.
No.
Right?
Like, not that.
Like, I want, here, okay, so if I, here, this is the thing, guys. If I go to an ice cream shop, this is what I want to see. I want to see chocolate. I want to see chocolate fudge. I want to see mint chocolate chip.
Oh, God.
I want to see a rainbow sorbet, because I quite enjoy it. I enjoy sherbet. And maybe, oh, and I like a butterscotch.
Uh-huh.
That's good for me.
Uh-huh.
Right? I don't know if you noticed. I did not say anything about a hot dog ice cream.
No.
Right? What five would you, if you're, five do you want?
I like the fake stuff. Yeah. I like bubble gum.
Yes. You like the kid stuff.
Tiger Tiger.
Cotton candy.
No, I don't like cotton candy.
It's too sweet.
Birthday surprise is always fun.
I don't get that one.
And if that isn't there, then I just like strawberry.
Yeah, you're kind of weird. You're like the only person who just wants it, and I'll take strawberry.
Yeah.
My dad told me, this is weird. My dad told me on the phone the other night, him and his wife, they went and they got ice cream. And I said, what type did you get, Dad? He got black cherry.
Ew.
Who eats black cherry? Because I said to him, I said, did you get maple walnut? Because I remember as a kid, that was always his favorite. No, I got black cherry. What? And why did they have that? That's like having Oscar Mayer hot dog ice cream. Gord would probably eat the hot dog ice cream.
He probably would.
Right? Nobody gets, right, black cherry.
No, that's gross.
What even is that flavor?
That's so gross.
That's nasty, hey? Isn't that just horrible?
Oh.
I don't know. We segued it. We got a little off topic there.
No, that's good, though.
Because
you know what?
What?
All that talk of ice cream leads me to something that I saw that was disturbing.
Okay.
Weight Watchers has an app for kids and teens to lose weight.
Ooh.
Good idea or bad idea?
Oh, you know what? You're kind of like damned if you say, damned if you don't say.
I don't think you need to put your kids on a Weight Watchers app to try and lose weight. You don't need your child to be that focused on how much they consume at that young of an age.
I think that if your kid is consuming too much at that young of an age, I think the parents can try and find better ways to help them. Right?
Yeah. Like, this is a horrible way to make money.
But that is. Well, it's a horrible way to make money, but it's also just a really horrible way to make your kid feel horrible.
Well, because now, I mean, we're making them hyper aware of everything. Now we're going to make you aware of what you eat?
Yeah.
You know? That's crazy.
Yeah. Because I do think that, I mean, if you have kids that are overeating and things like that, I think that you can control that in the house a little bit better.
I just think there are different things that you can do, better ways that you can go about it.
Yeah, other than slapping the Weight Watchers.
Oh, my God.
That's like...
But they don't call themselves Weight Watchers anymore. They just go by WW.
Hmm. Well, if they just go by...
Handy.
They could just be WWE and then they're the wrestling app. And then nobody gives a shit.
And then it's better.
And then it's better.
Because then it's fun.
Yeah. Right? And then it's just that pure entertainment only.
Yeah.
Right? So nobody
exactly.
cares.
And I don't know. Yeah, that's
too much for me.
It is too much. I just thought, mm-mm.
Yeah. No.
Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope. Not cool.
Not cool.
Not cool, man.
Thumbs down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
HHG.
How's our girl?
She's almost going to leave, hey?
Oh, my God.
For 2 weeks, she's gone.
I haven't seen her in like 7 or 8 months, I don't think now.
Right. You minus, saw her a minus, week ago.
Minus a Sunday afternoon. I haven't seen her for 7 months, it seems like. Right?
Yes.
I probably don't recognize her voice on the phone anymore.
Oh, stop that.
I probably don't realize what she looks like anymore.
Okay, dramatic, Lisa. Tell us more.
I don't remember if she's short or tall anymore.
She's short.
She's so short, okay. I don't remember these things. It's been like a lifetime.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I'm just joking. Yeah, I mean, she's going to the South of France.
South of France.
With cousin Stacy and her husband.
She's going to drink a lot of vino.
Of course she is.
She's going to be very Parisienne when she's back.
Well, I don't know. She bought herself a new big hat.
Ooh.
Because I guess you got to have one of those.
Yes.
Right? I told her to see if she could get us like a celebrity autograph.
Ooh.
Because there's lots of celebs there.
Yes.
Right?
You know what? I feel like...
She said she's taking us.
She's going to meet some peoples.
Yeah, she said she's taking us.
I think that's great.
Yeah, she said she's taking our Bitmojis with her. And so I guess technically we're going to the south of France.
Excellent. I'd like a vacation right now.
Yeah, you know what? I think I need a vacation right now. And I think it'll be a good time. So friends of the podcast, stay tuned. Right? We'll post as she goes.
Crazy photos of us in France.
Unless she just becomes too whirlwindy and forgets us. Anything's possible.
Well,
right.
She does make friends easily.
She does. She does.
She does, you know, portray herself as a very fancy lady.
She's very fancy.
So I feel like she could be swept off her feet at any moment.
Yeah.
Bryce, watch out.
Watch out, Bryce. Spicy P's not going. Right?
Spicy P's
not going on the trip. God. Right? Just Cousin Stacy and her husband.
Yeah.
So, and then they're going to Belgium.
Oh, cool.
I know.
Ooh, chocolate.
I'm sure we'll get something.
I would like some chocolate, Michelle.
Okay. There you go. We'll put in our orders, right? And she'll be in touch with us as she can be.
Yeah.
I don't know about Wi-Fi and stuff like that.
No, I don't know. No clue.
So we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, that's where our girl's head. I think she goes on Sunday.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, speaking of South France.
Uh-huh.
Elton John.
Yeah.
He got up in the grill.
He was not happy.
Of the social media little.
Good for him.
People's
thing is that he's super protective of William and Harry.
Yep.
Right? Because Princess Diana was his friend.
Yep.
Right? So he's very protective.
Well, because he lashed out because the media went all like, oh, Meghan and Harry, you think you're so environmentally friendly, but you took a jet to the south of France.
But apparently the jet got all reworked and everything,
yes.
Right?
And Elton John made a donation to, he offset the carbon.
Right.
That they, whatever. Yeah. And it's like, you know what, guys?
Yeah.
Bring it down.
Too much scrutiny.
Yeah.
Too much
scrutiny. And they already don't like Meghan. They already treat her like a piece of crap
and
already.
You know what? They're technically, it's like a witch hunt, right? Like, they bully her so badly.
I don't know why, though.
I don't know. They're just good people who want to do good things.
She's got a cute kid.
Yeah.
They went on a vacation. Guys, how do you think she was going to get to the south of France?
Yeah.
She was going to take a plane.
She needed to take a plane.
It just happened to be Elton John's jet.
Yeah.
Because
that's what happens when Elton John is your friend.
Yeah. So, and he offset the carbon footprint, so calm down.
Yeah.
Right? Calm the fuck
right?
down.
People are getting all a little bit crazy.
Yes.
Okay, speaking of calming the fuck down, Samantha, right?
Lisa, this has got nothing even remotely to do with
yes,
that.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Bubbles in a pop.
Bubbles in a pop are normal.
Bubbles in a diet pop.
That's normal.
They need to calm the fuck down. Because they're all bubbly, right? You pour that can and you just got bubbles. Bubbles, bubbles, bubbles. Forever, right?
What is wrong with bubbles?
Because I don't like bubbles. I don't want bubbles in my pot.
Oh, my God.
And the problem is that, yeah, you can stir. Everybody, just stir. Yeah, for a day, I got to stir.
Oh, you don't.
And stir. I'm not making Eno or Alka-Seltzer here. It's not plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Right? I just want to refresh my mouth.
Uh-huh.
I get so mad at bubbles in a pop.
Lately. I know. Like, you just ranted a little bit about bubbles in a pop.
Yeah.
Are you feeling better now?
No. I haven't. I'll feel better.
Because it's not going to change.
Well, I don't know. I'm not happy with it at all.
Okay, but your new snack is kind of fun.
I know. Right? Peanut butter crackers. Yeah.
I'm surprised that that's all that's going on the cracker.
Just peanut butter.
Like, I thought maybe there might be a little jam happening.
Nope. Nope. Just the peanut butter. If I had like a good jam, I might do a good jam. Or like if I had a chutney.
Chutney?
Chutney.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Like a red pepper jelly.
Yeah.
Right? Like if I had a red pepper jelly. Remember?
Okay, you gotta remember your diabetes, hey?
I know, right? Those days, they done. Right? But in my mind, that peanut butter is a red pepper jelly.
Yeah.
But no, I always liked peanut butter crackers.
I like peanut butter crackers,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, and they're filling and they're good for you because they're a source of protein.
Yes, they are.
Right? Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
Did you really know that they're a source of protein?
Yes,
right? So it gives you some energy.
Oh, my God. Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gives you some
energy.
You're
not teaching me anything, okay?
I'm just saying, right?
Calm down.
My goal is not to teach you. I'm just trying to inform.
Uh-huh. And why are you celebrating National Left-Handed Day? Well, you are not left-handed.
I know, but I tried to do a few things left-handed out of respect for them. Did you?
And what did you try to do?
I tried to write my name. Didn't go well. didn't go well.
You can't even write with your regular hand.
I tried to, well, and I tried to eat with my left hand.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
That didn't go well.
No.
And then I quit at that.
Yeah.
And then I thought, what makes somebody left-handed?
This is the way they're born. It's the way their brain works.
I guess.
Weird. My brother's left-handed. Actually, he's ambidextrous, I think.
Really?
So he can write with both hands.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Huh. Uh-huh. Weird.
No, I know.
Like the millennial, Rael, she's left-handed.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and when she writes, she just leaves a big old mess in her trail. Right? She just leaves a big old sloppy smear. I'm like, how do I know you've been writing, right? You got it on your wrist. You got it on the paper, right? You got it on the cash desk.
Yeah.
Right, here's some Windex. Use whatever hand you want to clean that up.
Go to town.
Yeah. It's kind of funny, hey?
Okay, why are you experimenting with laptop holders?
Okay.
What are you doing?
No, so
at home, what are you doing?
Because I wanted to just sit up, like, on my belly if I'm lying down in bed watching TV.
I
want to
sit up. You make it sound like you're a baby.
Right, that's... Right? So I want to be lying on my back with my laptop sitting up on my belly.
You want to... Okay, sorry. Okay, you're going to sit up in bed?
No, I want to lie down in bed, but I want my laptop to sit on my belly. Like a little miniature TV. So I just have it there so I can watch a movie on Netflix.
Okay.
But I can't get it to stand up.
The laptop.
Yeah. Like, it's not a laptop. It's like, what's the other thing called?
Oh, it's,
That.
It's a tablet.
It's a tablet. That's what it is. I want a tablet.
You need a different kind of holder for it then.
Shouldn't they all come with that?
No.
Not everybody wants to do that.
No.
Not everybody wants to be able to see their laptop or their
put it on their belly.
And put it on their belly.
Their big fat belly.
And lay on the bed and just watch like a TV, watch a movie.
What the hell are you watching on Netflix anyways?
I want to watch the Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, is it on Netflix now?
It's on now.
Shut up.
Yep, it's on now. Right, I haven't gotten through it yet because my laptop or my what is it called?
Your tablet.
My tablet just keeps falling down on my belly.
On your belly.
And I'm like, okay, I'm done with this. Mike's like, you could watch it on the TV that's, 20 feet in front of you.
Or you could watch it on your TV.
Yeah, I'm like, but that, I don't want to. I want to watch it on my laptop or on my tablet.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're just being difficult for no reason.
I'm being difficult for no reason.
You are.
I've been feeling difficult, Samantha.
Well, okay. You mentioned the toenail polish on your toes.
Yeah.
And I don't want us to have this conversation again. I'm just going to say it right now so everybody knows I've told you the truth. Yes, your toenails still grow even with toenail polish on them. Done. No explanation needed.
Are you
your
sure?
Your nails still grow with polish on them.
I don't think mine
finger
have.
Finger or toe, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yes, they have. You are not.
No. No.
You are not.
I,
you are not different than anyone
I am
else.
I'm different than everybody
else. No, you're
else.
Not.
Yes, because I look at them.
No, you're
I
not.
And I said to Mike, I said, I get that I have to put on a new layer of toenail polish. But I said to Mike, oh, you shut your mouth and let me finish this. I said, I trimmed my toenails before I went to Ottawa.
Nah.
I said, and now it's been like 2 months and they're not long and gnarly. How come? How come? It's perfect. Why? Why aren't they?
Your toenails have grown.
Well, they don't look like they have.
Well, then cut them.
Well, then what? Then we'll cut them too short. Then you're cutting them too short, Samantha.
I don't even want to know how long your toenails.
No, they're fine. They look just fine. I had a lady the other day at the hospital say, oh, I like your toenail polish. So they're still obviously representing just fine.
And this is from July?
From before, right when we were going on vacation.
This is July.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then I had a heart attack, so I couldn't really worry about my toes.
No!
Right?
Okay.
So I haven't done anything to
them. Take the toenail polish off your toes and let them breathe and get your husband to cut your toes. Nails.
What if they don't need to be cut?
They will probably need to be cut, Lisa.
What if the toenail polish...
I think you're not giving your toes enough credit that they are not...
What if the toenail polish that you gave me...
No,
is like,
it doesn't do
it's
that.
Like, it's like Jack and the Beanstalk. And
it doesn't do that.
And it just did something
Stop
magical.
It. No, it didn't.
Do you want to see them?
No, I don't actually.
Are you sure?
I'm perfectly all right not
show
seeing
you them
your toes.
Right now.
No, I'm good.
They're not in socks.
No, I don't care.
They're just in sneakers.
I don't care.
Huh.
Don't care.
I'll take a picture of them.
No.
And show you.
No.
And you'll be like, oh my God, you're right.
No.
They have not grown.
No.
Well, I don't know why you think that's so weird.
It is. It's not new. Mm. Like, I can't even talk because I just, your toenails are growing. End of story. Stop talking.
I think I could put a lot of businesses out of business if I can prove this to be true.
No. Okay. We're moving on.
Okay.
I'm going to stop talking about your toes now.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Because I've tried to wear my Fitbit because remember I got a Blaze, yeah. Right? And then you had to join me because
you
had to one-up me. You had to one-up me because that's what you do because you're weird like that. And you don't even wear it anymore.
I'm over it. Because you know what? Because I can't wear it on my wrist, right? Because I got my infection. So I got like my big bandage padding. And now I'm kind of over it. And I just got, and with it, when I bought it, I got 26 different straps. Now I don't know what to do. I might get back on it, but now I just look at it and I'm like, meh. Whatever.
You know.
I haven't even like looked into how to use it.
No. Right? You haven't.
No, it just sits on my dresser. Yes. Telling me that it needs to be charged. And I'm like, why do you need to be charged? You're not even being used.
Oh my God.
I know, isn't that weird?
Okay, stop.
I don't want to be over it because I really, really want to use it.
I know, but it's funny that you even got one. It was only just to make sure that you were better than me.
No, that wasn't my reason.
Your reason.
Actually. I wanted to get my steps.
You wanted to get your steps.
I wanted to see that I was getting steps.
Well, you walk, so you were.
Yeah, but I wanted to see the proof, and then I liked it, and then I liked
it. Uh-oh. And here comes a gentleman who is cutting lawns.
Right beside the car. In the rain.
In the rain.
And he's going to come back
back.
This is what happens when you're live on location. Hi, dude, we're live on location.
He doesn't give a shit.
He don't care.
And he's vaping as he's driving.
Yeah, he's like super.
Saskatoon's classy that way, folks.
Super classy that way. And he's going really, really fast.
He is actually. Going really fast.
I think he's going too fast.
I don't know.
Yeah. What? Should he be out in the rain?
It's not really raining anymore.
I don't know. Smells nice, though. I like the smell of fresh grass. Not weed. Fresh grass. Once I get my bandages off my wrist, I'm going to try the Fitbit again.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And yes, of course, if I can one-up you, I'm going to.
I know that.
All right?
I know that about
you. That's just how it goes. Uh-huh. I have a new favorite food. Another new favorite food.
Oh, good God.
Mandarin oranges in the little cup. Because guess what? That's the only fruit cup, and I know this, that is okay that it's just in its own water.
Really?
Yeah. You don't need the sugar in that one.
Oh.
Because it's that good.
Really?
Yeah. Have you had them?
No.
Have you had a mandarin
I don't
orange?
Like oranges,
do you know what mandarin oranges
yes,
are?
Yes, I do. Oh, my God.
They're just like
why
little.
Do you always think that I don't know what you're talking
they're
about?
Just because I just need to make sure. Because sometimes I think you don't. They're just little, Samantha. They're like just little pieces.
Nope. I know what you're talking about.
And they're so good in these cups. I have one every morning. I'm like, mandarin oranges.
So you like those?
Mm-hmm, I like them a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's the one food you're eating.
They're just so yummy, like, because they're not too orangey,
uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
And they're not too mandarin-y. They're just...
What the hell is mandarin-y?
Well, mandarin oranges. So they're not too that. They're just...
Really?
No, they're just nice. I think your problem with mandarin oranges is that you don't understand them, because they're not big
no,
oranges.
No, I don't like oranges, though.
No, but you won't eat a Christmas orange?
No.
Well, that's
they're too acidic for me. My tummy doesn't like
you
them.
You have a sensitive belly.
I do.
Yeah, you have a sensitive
tummy. I'm sensitive, Lisa.
All right, Samantha. That's fine. That's fine. I'm
whatever.
Just saying. I'm just saying. You don't know what you're missing there.
I'm sure I'm fine.
Mm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. Whatever. Did you know that Sheryl Crow used to one time, this makes no sense whatsoever because I don't remember why I wanted to bring it up, but I'm going to bring it up anyways.
Okay.
So she used to be on the Michael Jackson tour.
When?
A million years ago, before she actually sang the solo to, you know, remember his song, I Just Can't Stop Loving You?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so on his tour.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And she said it was weird.
In what way weird?
I don't remember now.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Gone.
Okay.
Gone. Might you remember what I was talking about?
No. Weird isn't it was like he was kind of strange.
I think it may be that because
he
was
kind of weird
and she was doing like kind of this intimate solo.
Like that would be weird.
Because that's a soul, like that was a pretty intimate song.
Yeah.
And Sheryl Crow, like that's so weird that you were like on a backup singer.
On a Michael Jackson tour.
Yeah.
kind of weird.
Seems weird.
Huh. Yeah. Makes me want to go back through videos.
Check it out.
Check it out.
YouTube it. Sorry, friends. I forgot what that point was going to be about.
Not a big deal, Lisa.
I know.
He's back. Okay, dude. Back off.
Right? Listen.
Fuck off.
Do you need to show
that? We're on the west side. We should really be calming down now.
Do you need to show that much aggression over somebody who's just getting paid to do his job?
Really?
Yeah.
Now I just think he's being annoying.
You imagine you on that? You'd be annoying.
Ooh, it'd be fun.
Yeah. So just keep that
it's
in
like
mind.
Like me on go-karts.
Okay, Elvis. It was Elvis's anniversary of his death.
Last week.
Yeah. Because he died on Mike's birthday.
That's so bad.
Yeah. But like a million years before, right? But it's not weird, and then everybody still remembers Elvis.
Well, because he was iconic.
Do you think people are going to ever get over him?
No.
No?
No. Unless, probably not.
You don't think so?
No.
I wonder.
If people, hopefully people will always remember the people that started the types of music that we listen to now. Yeah.
Maybe, right? But maybe it's time to get over him.
Hmm.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Kind of crazy.
And GH is getting confusing?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because I missed it for so long, and now all of a sudden, Franco's not Franco. Franco has Drew Kane's memories, and...
Oh, my God.
I got...
Don't you PVR this?
Yeah, but I can't watch, like, 4 weeks of it.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't. Not even I can do that.
So now you're just jumping in?
I'm just jumping in, right? And I'm like, I got nothing. Why is this happening? I got nothing. All right, who's that guy? Who's that girl? It's so confusing.
Are you going to give it up?
Mm-mm. I'm going to stick it through.
Are you?
Yeah. I'm not a quitter. I am not a quitter, Samantha.
I'm not a quitter.
I'm going to finish it off. Motherfucker.
Just for fun, she throws that
just
one in.
Just for fun. Exactly.
Okay, well, you want to know what's something weird that really that happened in Canada?
Tell me.
35 centimeters of snow landed in northeastern BC.
It's crazy.
So bad that they actually closed the provincial park.
Wow, that much snow.
Because it was that bad.
Holy.
The day before, beautiful. The next day, snow. So heavy, it was breaking branches off of trees.
Because it'd be wet, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nasty.
That's crazy.
We don't need that yet.
No.
We don't need snow yet.
I'm like, okay, that's it. Summer's officially over. Done.
Yeah.
Where's my flannel?
Yeah, well, we're not far from that, right? I mean, once we hit Labor Day, we're not far.
That is so crazy.
Yeah, probably 6 more weeks and then it'll be starting to get pretty chilly.
Well, because September 23rd is the first day of fall.
Okay.
Technically speaking.
Is it?
Yeah. But it's just like, no.
But we don't really have fall, right? We go from fall to winter.
We go from
summer to winter.
It's going to feel cold, and the next day you wake up and you have snow.
Yeah, because guess who does not bring out their fall? I don't have a fall coat, right?
You will need a coat this year.
Well, I don't.
You're going to need a coat.
Well, I need to buy a new coat, and I don't know if I feel like buying a fall coat. You know how I feel about that.
That's true.
So I'm not sure.
Okay, but fun news, because He's one of my favorites.
Okay.
The Rock, yes. Dwayne Johnson.
Yes.
Officially married.
Can you smell what The Rock is bringing?
Yeah. He officially married his baby mama.
Aww.
Lauren Hashin.
Good. Make her an
August 15th
woman.
In Hawaii.
Good. Nice.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, he's a nice man.
He's a very good man.
Yeah, I think he's
a lot of people getting married.
Yeah.
Because you know who else got married?
I do know who
bigger,
else
better got... news for because yeah. Us Saskatoonians.
Yeah, I do know who.
Shauna Foss.
That's our girl.
Friend
of the podcast.
From C95 here in town, or whatever our local radio station.
And you know what? I also need to give Shauna Foster a shout out, because Shauna Foster has been so supportive of me and my journey from my heart attack and stuff. Mm-hmm. She read it on one of our posts, and she sends me messages all the time. She's been so wonderful.
Yeah, she's been great. Yeah. And she posted pictures of her wedding, her and her hubby.
Nice.
And it looked, and they got married in Vegas, baby.
Of course. Now, how do we get her back on the show? Come on, Shauna.
I don't know.
Shauna.
Very busy.
She is busy.
Jocelyn's going to I think it's pre-K she's going to.
But I think we can figure this out with her.
Baby Cash.
Yeah. I think we can figure this out.
I don't know. But you know what? I'm just happy she got married.
I'm happy she got married. And I'm just happy that she's happy.
Yeah. They look like they're having a good time.
Yeah. She's just a beautiful person inside and out. Yeah. And you know what else I'm super happy about? Is that she gives you your news.
I know.
Right? So I think that
between C95 and Entertainment Tonight.
Right? Makes my heart happy.
I got all the news I need.
Yeah. So, you know what? I think so. Congratulations to her for sure. And let's see if we can
you never know.
Blackmail her to come on.
Blackmail her.
Right? Maybe we can kidnap her.
For the fall.
For the fall.
Okay.
Fall episode.
But you know what we need to talk about?
Tell me.
And I think this is something we're going to agree on. And that's the scary part.
Okay.
Does YouTube, watching YouTube videos, make you smart?
Yeah.
Do you actually learn something from watching a video on YouTube? Now, I'm only thinking educational videos.
Of course.
I don't think cat videos, dog videos, people doing ridiculous stunts.
Listen,
I don't think those are educational.
I watched a really interesting...
You don't learn anything from that.
Smith, I watched a really interesting YouTube video about a dog trying to get his tennis ball out of a pool.
Oh, I saw that.
And all I thought was, you know what, if I'm a dog right now, I've just mastered that. Right? Thank you if I'm a dog. Right? Like, rough. Right?
I actually saw a cat. A cat was trained to pee and poop in the toilet.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm like, wow, that's
pretty,
a skill.
Yeah, that's a skill. That's a skill. I don't think you can say that those aren't part of it. Right?
I'm like, how? Like, that's all I thought was how.
Yeah, a lot of patience, I think, right?
Well, and then you just come across random videos of, like, people from weddings, and it's like, oh, they're doing this dance, and it's, like, the cool thing, and it's like, whatever.
Well, I think a lot of people try to get YouTube to go viral, right? So they're, like, 20 minutes of fame or whatever that is. I think they do that.
Is that educational?
No. I don't think that is, but I think, like, there's lots of things that are educational.
Like what, Lisa?
Like, if I want to tie up my shoes, I can YouTube how to tie up my shoes.
No, don't.
Yes.
There is not.
Yes, of course there is. Because just the way we do it, there's other ways to do up your shoes.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is.
No, there isn't.
Yes, ask my dad. My dad does them differently. He does them differently, and some people do with the two bunnies, and one goes down the hole.
Oh,
and...
my God, seriously?
Yeah, so they're...
Bunnies?
Yeah, so they're, like, you can YouTube anything, like how to tie your shoes, and it'll show you how to tie your shoes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But when I'm thinking educational, or where you can actually learn it, I'm thinking chemistry, physics, math, astrophysics.
God, who wants to do that shit on YouTube?
But there's actually, like... cool videos of like people who make it fun to like learn.
Really?
Yeah.
Like so an astrophysicist is producing a cool video that makes learning fun.
Yeah. There's actually one site that says it's guaranteed to make you smarter every day, and it's called Smarter Every Day, and it's hosted by Destin Sandlin, who is a rocket engineer.
Really?
Yeah.
And what are they teaching me to make me smarter?
Anything.
Every day?
He tests Newton's theory. He like does all the stuff and makes it fun and educational.
Really?
And apparently from that, it can make you smarter every day.
You've
learned something new.
Every day.
Yeah.
Huh.
So unfortunately, there are things on YouTube other than music videos, dance video, dance tutorials, fitness.
Yeah.
Cats and dogs.
Cats and dogs. Babies.
Babies.
Right?
Oh, but you know what? I like a good comedy.
Yes.
Comedy clip.
Yeah.
And that's, I've been YouTubing Joe Coy.
Have you seen his new ones where he's got his kid in them?
No.
Yeah, watch those. It's funny, right? Because now he's trying to convince the world that his kid's okay with the fact that he has his kid in his video.
Oh, really? In his act?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. But so you've been watching that?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, because sometimes you just need a laugh.
Yeah.
Do I think it's educational? No.
Really? You don't think
Joe Coy is not teaching me anything new?
Really?
Other than how to say Joseph.
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 Right?
Who told you you're funny?
Yeah. was not me.
It wasn't me.
Right?
Joseph, who told you you were funny?
You were funny.
That part of that little clip always makes me laugh.
I watch him all the time.
Oh, my God.
He's so funny.
He's so funny.
Yeah, and I think Friends of the Podcast, if you want to watch a funny stand-up comedian, you need to watch Joe Coy.
Yes.
He's hilarious.
He has two specials on Netflix. There's clips of him on YouTube. And you know what? Whenever I need a little laugh...
You go to him.
I go to him because he just makes fun of his mother all the time.
All the time.
So funny.
Yeah.
And his kid.
And then he did one I saw, and it was because he always says Filipino mums look the same.
Yeah.
And he's only this time he actually videotaped it, and so he's like, "Mom," and the lady would look, and he's like, "No, not my mom, mom." All right, and all these ladies would just turn around and look. He's so funny. He's just good for your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Lisa.
Samantha.
Does YouTube make us smarter? I think it helps us.
I think everything makes us smarter.
No.
Whatever you are taking in, Samantha, makes us smarter. It's how you decipher it and apply it.
That's true.
That's what I think.
Well, because I think, honestly, everybody learns differently, right?
Yeah. Like, I learn from watching.
I learn from watching and doing.
I don't care about the doing. I don't need to
no,
do
I
it.
Know. Because that's the lazy form of you.
Yeah. I just need to watch
that part.
It. Yeah. I can bypass that anytime. I just need to see it. I just need to watch it. And then I am, and then as long as I'm interested. In
yes.
It,
you have to be interested.
Yeah.
But there's also, oddly, and why I thought that was odd. There's YouTube channels for preschoolers and elementary kids.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. That will help them.
I could see that. Like, I mean, I think that new math, I think you can Google,
oh my
you
God.
Can YouTube that new math.
I encountered new math with my nephews and I was just like, why are you doing it this way?
Yeah.
This is so hard.
I know, right?
It's so hard.
But I think you can like YouTube new math and somebody will teach you how to do new
math.
Yeah,
probably.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, like the one time the HHG and I looked up how to do a sex change. We could have figured it out.
Oh my God. Don't get a scalpel. Don't.
Well, we're not going to do it.
Don't.
But it
don't
showed.
Go experimenting.
But it showed how you could.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
really wrong.
We felt that was not our forte.
No, thank God.
Yeah, you know.
Thank God.
Yeah, YouTube does not come with like a doctor's license.
No, and you know what? That's the and then that's the backlash of YouTube.
Yes.
Is that, that's the backlash. You've read it. You've listened to it.
Yeah.
You've watched it.
Yeah. Doesn't mean you can do it.
Now, you think you're the expert.
Yeah, now you think you can do it.
Now you're going to go do it, and you really can't.
And you can't.
Because all you've done is watch a video.
Exactly, right? So that was a good example, right? We put that
into
play.
Should always come with a warning.
Yeah, it should, right? And you should have to, like, sign something. Give consent to something. So I do think it can make you smarter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Depends.
Or it's just helpful.
Yeah.
Maybe just helpful. Okay.
Either or.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Okay, who knows? But Lisa?
Samantha?
Let's do our call to action.
Call our people, would
call
ya?
Call our people.
Yeah. Right?
What does that mean? What are we doing?
We need friends of the podcast. We need you. We need to reach out to you and ask you to reach out to your friends.
Reach out and touch someone. And but in a very appropriate way.
Yes. And people have, because this week I think we had two or three new members.
We have some new Instagram people.
We have some new Instagram people.
Very cool.
And some new Facebook people.
Yeah.
So that's amazing, right? That's what we want. We just want people to become our friends. Right? Be
and
part
then
of our community.
You tell two people and they tell two people. And then we got this group of like crazy people who find funny things.
And they post it, which is awesome. It's funny because we got a Facebook. It was a private message, but it was a message, right, instead. And it was from, I want to say her name is Belle Morris. If I did get your name wrong, Belle, I apologize. And she was at work and she was texting, listening to us saying, not texting, but whatever, what are you doing, emailing, and she was saying, you know, I just love listening to you guys, da da da, and then she said, my coworkers think I'm just crazy, they don't even think I know who you are, right, and she's like, they don't even think we're friends, and I replied back, of course we're friends. Right, so we appreciate you, of course we're friends, and I think that made her day, right, because she could say to her friends, look, yes, they are my friends,
yes,
right?
Of course we are.
So we are that involved.
We are those people.
Yeah.
And then, because you're our friends, you're the friends of the podcast, which means you have so many other people who are your friends.
Yeah, a ton of friends.
You got so many people.
There's so many friends.
So many people.
Excuse me.
Across the world, Lisa.
I know. That's what we're trying to do.
Hands reaching out to each other.
So just, you know what? Just join our pages. Interact with us.
Yeah.
Share us.
Tell us if you want us to talk about something.
Yeah. Yeah. If you got a topic for the podcast, feel free.
Yeah.
Let us know.
You know how we like to talk about random weirdness.
Yep. You know our stuff.
Do it.
That's what we got.
Lisa.
Samantha.
I shake my head.
I haven't. I shake my head, actually. I have a very short I shake my head. It's more of a statement.
Uh-oh.
Okay?
Uh-oh.
So here it is. But it did make me shake my head. It's when people comment on situations without knowing the entire situation.
Oh.
That makes me shake my head.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Just a comment.
Kind of know your stuff first.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Kind of know the whole scope before you just chime in.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
I think there's a lot of chimers.
Well, social media is bad that way,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and I think a lot of people have opinions, which yeah. I get, and you yeah. know what? But I think a lot of people chime in and think they see things that maybe they don't really know, and or think that they know things that maybe they don't. And yeah. I just think, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't always just hit send. That's all.
Maybe not.
Yeah. What about you, Samantha?
Well, there is a weird one, and it was because I was around my parents this weekend.
Okay.
My family, my sister was in town, and they told us that there was a gentleman walking around their neighborhood, apparently who works for the city of Saskatoon, mm-hmm. had a lovely little vest on. He goes around and he checks the recycle bins.
Oh.
And if you have the wrong items in your bin, you get a little note saying, hey, you can't do that. It actually goes there, or you have to do this with it or whatever.
And he doesn't work for the city.
Somebody, nope, he does.
Okay.
Somebody gets paid
to do that
to
job.
Go snoop in your shit in your recycling.
That makes me shake my head too.
We paid someone for that.
Wow.
That's weird.
That is a little bit weird.
That's
isn't
a little
it?
Weird.
Holy.
I didn't understand that. And
that's
I'm like,
a little bit weird.
Somebody gets a paycheck
yeah.
to walk around neighborhoods to make sure you're recycling
yeah.
the right
the
stuff.
The right stuff.
Got it.
Yeah.
And what are you going to do, sir, if I don't?
Yeah.
Am I going to get a ticket?
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to take away yeah. my bin? What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Like that just seemed really,
wow, hey?
Really odd.
That's pretty crazy.
It's a really odd thing.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
Very odd. All right.
That makes me shake my head too.
Yes. Yeah. So next week, we are not having our traditional podcast or episode because I have to go away for work. I have some meetings I got to go to, so I'm going to be gone for a few days. But we have a special...
We have something really interesting for you.
Yeah.
We, a few months ago, we were asked to be on a friend's podcast called Quad Fathers Pod. Well, he's the Quad Father.
It's called the Quadcast.
Yeah, the Quadcast. But I just like to call him the Quad Father.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a great following and he's got a great podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked us to be on his podcast. And so his listeners have heard it. But our listeners haven't.
No.
So he talks to us, and then we end up doing a game show over who's the best friend and things like that.
Imagine who wins.
Yeah. Lisa.
No. No.
I think it's,
you got to listen to it, guys.
I think it's still contested, actually. And so, you know what? It's just something we thought we'd give you guys a little peek into what it's like when we go onto somebody else's show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to happen next week.
Yeah.
Hopefully you guys enjoy it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Lisa?
Samantha?
Podcoin.
Okay. So, guys, if you're already listening to podcasts, you might as well get paid to do that and go to Podcoin, www.podcoin.com, because they're going to give you credits and different things for different types of coupons. We also have merch, and we've actually had a couple merch sales.
Oh.
Right? Shauna, like as in Donna.
Shauna like Donna.
Shauna like Donna. She just got a tote bag.
She did.
I think I like the tote bag, actually.
The tote
bag, that's kind of
fun. It looks good.
And then didn't you have a family member just buy
Darlene, my auntie Darlene from down in the States,
yeah.
ordered a coffee mug.
Super.
For her morning
And invited
coffee.
Us for a vacation next summer. And I'm like, pencil us in.
Okay, let's just slow
I'm
down.
I'm taking us up on all vacations.
No, no.
I'm like, pencil us in. So, yeah, so you can go to our Threadless account to buy our merch, www.ishakemyhead.threadless.com. And if the podcast brings you a little bit of joy and you want to help support it, because it does take a little bit of money to bring the show and just to do all the stuff that we do,
mm-hmm.
and for things that we want to do in the future, you can go to our Patreon account, www.patreon.com/ishakemyhead.
Absolutely. And thank you to Audio Editing Solutions for making it sound so good. And he's going to have to do a couple edits in this one. Also, check out our social media accounts. We have Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. All you have to do is type in I Shake My Head and you will find us. So join in the fun, guys.
Absolutely. Samantha?
Letha?
Anything else?
No, I think we covered it all.
Think we got it all? Over said done, the sun is shining.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
You're lying. Why are you lying?
Because sometimes I lie.
Okay.
Sometimes that's what I do, Samantha. Sometimes I go to lying. All right. Okay, well, guess what? I've had enough of you now on that note. So, all right. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, it should be.
This was a podcast from the Podfix Network. You can check out more shows like it at podfixnetwork.com.